And this week's changing track is for Anjali. Like most parents, we eagerly attended the annual music concert during our son's first year at high school in 2011. How could we not? After all, he was performing. After mixed feelings of nervousness and pride, we listened intently and dutifully. Phew, now we could relax and enjoy the rest of the evening. As I watched and listened, through an impressive display of talent, one item had me transfixed. The harmonious and stirring rendition of this song by the 60-strong senior school choir sent tingles down my spine. Had it not been for the restraining arm of my family members on either side, I would surely have joined in. Luckily, everyone was spared. But it struck a deep chord and an undeniable yearning to be part of a choir. Thus began my search. Not actively at first. In fact, it took several years and a few trial choir groups. To be honest, I did not know exactly what I was looking for, but was fairly certain I would know it when I found it. Where I grew up in India, access to any form of music, other than Bollywood film songs, was for the elite or the gifted. I was certainly neither of those. During my youth, some friends, one in particular, now my husband, introduced me to Western music. Folk, pop, rock, blues, soul, gospel, jazz, R&B, genres, really? We just referred to them all as Western music, but we knew a good tune when we heard it. 2.5 years ago, you guessed it, I found the choir. They sang not only soul-stirring gospel, but some of my other favourite genres and artists. Nina Simone, Stevie Wonder, Sam Cooke, James Taylor, Ben Harper, Carole King, Aretha Franklin, the list goes on. Of course, it wasn't just about the songs. It was singing in a group, the warmth and safety of this social and community connection. Tuesdays at choir quickly became a fixture, a much-anticipated one. The sense of collective achievement when a song comes together was magical. In the true tradition of gospel singing, we united in song to rise above the preoccupations and troubles of the week and day gone by. No matter how tired, exhausted, and bruised I felt when I arrived, I would leave rejuvenated, uplifted, and healed. Through some of the stormiest and darkest days, for me, this was the lighthouse. At the risk of shocking my fellow choristers, dare I say, for an infidel, being part of this community choir is the closest thing to spirituality that I have experienced. And for that, I am deeply humbled and truly grateful. I feel sure that every member of this choir will unreservedly echo my sentiment when I say that much of this is possible because of our choir leader, Jolene. Her passion, commitment, effort, encouragement, empathy, talent, skills, and remarkable ability to make each and every member of the choir feel special is indeed rare, to say the least. But alas, all good things must come to an end. And after leading this choir for 10 years, Jolene has decided to hand over the musical baton. She is changing tracks to explore other areas of creative arts, along with focusing on motherhood. We will miss her warmth, vitality, energy, enthusiasm, and compassion. It will never quite be the same without her leading us. But she has left us a legacy. The joy of singing gospel that she so selflessly instilled and nurtured in us. We have no doubt that she will shine goodness and goodwill no matter where she goes. It would be fitting to raise a toast to all community groups and community leaders. It is time to celebrate these catalysts for change. So in the true spirit of my changing track, the one that compelled me to join in from the audience and enlightened my soul, may I say, go forward, change is possible, hope never dies. They are the lyrics from Anjali's changing track, Sho Shaloza, and this version is from the film Invictus. Sho Shaloza, Sho Shaloza, Kulevum Tabas, Timelas, Kumesada, Sho Shaloza, Sho Shaloza.
When you are back, when you are back, come South Africa. Jojo Lota, South Africa. Shosho Loza, kulezuntabas, kumelas, kume South Africa. Wendu yabaleka, kulezuntabas, kumelas, kume South Africa.
That is Shosholoza. That's Anjali's Changing Track this week. That version is from the film Invictus.